Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Do you remember in elementary school, if you were lucky enough, you went to an elementary school that hatched baby chicks?
Yes.
Or hatched something?
Or ducks?
Yeah. That's happening right now at my son's elementary school.
It's the best.
They're hatching baby chicks. And you know what's great about it is, besides the fact that it's bringing my son, Theo, joy, he's so into it, and he's actually learning something. Every day he comes home, and he's just like, today, the beak is forming. Like, he remembers, like, you know, or like, we can hear them in there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Shine a light up to it. You can see it.
Yeah, yeah. So the chicks are finally starting to hatch.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I mean, what? Like, it's big news, okay? Theo has already decided the two of the chicks are going to be named Theo Jr. and the other one's name is going to be Theo Jr. Jr.
Perfect.
So we've already got three generations of Theos, you know, within the classroom. It's a legacy at this point.
Right.
And
nepotism.
It put chicks on my mind when he was talking about them. And I remembered something that I learned a long time ago. And now, once again, all over, I can't stop thinking about what happens to these adorable, fluffy, yellow baby chicks in situations, not so much in schools, although sometimes it does, but definitely in zoos and museums when they hatch baby chicks. Do you know what it is?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, did I ever tell you?
Would you say what happened? Like
they have,
when they're done?
They do like an incubation exhibit,
right?
You know, and they always have the eggs. And when the eggs hatch, everybody loves them,
yeah.
Baby fluffy eggs or the chicks.
Give them to people or like to a farm.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. No.
Yes, they do. They say, does anybody want?
Oh, maybe it's schools. Maybe it's schools sometimes they do, but not everybody takes one. Many people don't. And in situations where they don't, and this definitely happens in museums and zoos. It's so sad.
What? Gavin, what?
They feed them to other animals. They do. They feed the baby chicks to snakes and alligators.
They don't wait till they're chickens? They do it as chicks?
No, they do them as chicks. They do it as chicks. It's so, so sad. It's so awful. Look at your face. It's so bad.
This is like one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
I know. It's true. Kevin, look it up.
It is true. I'm looking at pictures.
No,
too. Don't look at the pictures,
God.
Though, Katie. They're super cute chicks, but the story is 100% true.
That's like really sad.
Oh, look, he's about to get fed.
Oh my God, Kevin!
I mean,
and that's listen. I'm I'm laughing because it's so sad.
Whose job is it to take these beautiful babies?
Yeah, oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Who got that job? Yeah, maybe they made it easier for themselves, and then they put
Do they euthanize them first?
That I don't know. Probably not, because these other animals don't want to eat a dead baby chick. They probably want to eat a live one.
Oh, there's a picture of a snake eating
No, one. Kevin, no! There's got to be a better way.
No, what's the better way?
First, let's just not have the chicks.
Everybody loves seeing them, though.
I understand that, but you know what? We don't need... You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Well, whatever. What kid doesn't love seeing a whole collection
so
of fluffy...
So you're telling me that when we went to, like, a zoo in Mexico...
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of quail eggs that were incubating. Mm-hmm. And some of them you could see moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That when those... teeny tiny little quails hatched.
Yeah.
They just threw them to an alligator?
Or a snake. Yeah.
Which are two animals that we do not need in this world.
Well, people like looking at them.
I don't. Not anymore.
Yeah. If anybody else's elementary school right now is saying, well, listen, we just hatched baby chicks. Does anybody want a chick? You should probably answer yes or otherwise.
No, the schools don't tell people that. Don't tell people that the schools are feeding them to monster animals.
Well, I won't then. But think about where
at our school, they put something on Facebook. Anybody want a chicken?
And what if they didn't get them all?
Then they go to a farm.
Then they go to a farm. You're probably right about that.
That's what I've been told.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.